With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. A somber day as America has honored those who are serving and, of course, those who have served in the past. President Trump observed Veterans Day at Arlington National Cemetery, telling veterans, "We love you, we salute you, we will never forget what you have done to help keep America safe." Meanwhile, getting back to work.
President Donald Trump has ordered all air traffic controllers to, quote, get back to work now. He posted on Truth Social that he wants to give a $10,000 bonus to controllers who have stayed on the job every day during the government shutdown and dock the pay of those who haven't. The Federal Aviation Administration has cut flights to ease pressure on controllers, and frustration is only mounting over the growing number of flight cancellations daily across U.S. airports. Some air traffic controllers, unpaid for nearly a month, have stopped showing up, citing the added stress and the need to take a second job.
This is the erosion of the safety margin the flying public never sees, but America relies on every single day.
Correspondent Marissa Duhaney, along with Nick Charles, president of the National Air Traffic Controllers. Flights are expected to remain disrupted even as the shutdown now nears an end. Extremely cold in the Deep South. Some record-setting temperatures affecting millions in Alabama, Georgia, and Florida.
Our greatest departure that we've seen for a record was actually the Lakeland Regional Airport down in Florida. Their records go back to 1948, and they were at 36, and the old daily record was 44 back in 1996. So actually beating it by a whole 8 degrees.
And the National Weather Service meteorologist Scott Klebauer adds it was 28 degrees in Jacksonville, Florida, but a quick warming trend is on the way. This is SRN News. New York's next mayor is more than just a socialist.
Much has been made of Zohran Mamdani's radical economic plans and criticism of Israel, but on social issues, he is in step with the mainstream Democratic Party. Mamdani says he will establish an office of LGBT affairs in the city and will provide $65 million in taxpayer cash to provide children with sex change operations and hormone therapy. He is also vowing to go after pro-life pregnancy centers in New York and double taxpayer funding of abortion. Michael Harrington reporting.
A lawsuit filed by three Dallas residents seeks to strike down dozens of city ordinances that they say violates a law that prevents Texas cities from adopting liberal policies. The law made it illegal for cities and counties to enact statutes that promote the LGBT agenda. Well, this is SRN News. There's a new congressional map in Utah. Here's Mike Kempen.
Judge Diana Gibson has adopted an alternate proposal, giving Democrats a strong shot at flipping a seat in next year's midterm elections. Gibson ruled the map, passed last month by the legislature, unduly favors Republicans and disfavors Democrats. She selected a map drawn by voting rights groups that keeps Democratic-heavy Salt Lake City almost entirely within one district. Republicans hold all four of Utah's U.S. House seats. The newly approved map gives Democrats a much better chance to flip a seat in a state that has not had a Democrat in Congress since 2021. I'm Mike Hempen.
Two teenagers have drowned in a Texas river when their kayak overturned. The father of one of the boys jumped in to try to save them. He, too, lost his battle. More details at srnnews.com.